Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So awesome. Thank you for joining me here, because I thought I was going to be here all by myself. That would have been a shitty Q&A. All right. So the way that we're going to do this is by giving you each basically a chance to go over like what you're doing right now, what your focus is, what's going well, and where you may be stuck. So who joined in first?
I have no idea.
All right, so Jody, how about you? Give me an idea of what life is like right now. Is it crazy with the holidays, or are you rocking your workouts? How's it going?
I think I'm rocking my workouts. I'm really happy with that. I'm making sure I sleep really well, because my in-laws are coming and I don't want to kill them. So I'm doing those sorts of things and going to hot yoga in between and visiting the chiropractor. So I feel like self-care wise, I think I'm really good.
Awesome.
My eating, like, I don't know, I'm so annoyed at myself, and I keep continually being inspired by the people on like the Facebook page and stuff. Yeah. But I feel like I'll be like, hey, my goal is to just like how you and oh my gosh, what's your wife's name? I can't remember her name.
Katie.
Yeah. When you guys were like, just don't think about it and like put in whatever you eat, or like I've kind of gone back to stick within 1800 calories and just track everything. I kind of am back at that.
Yeah.
And so, but definitely like not happy with how I've been, and I definitely am like a self-soother when stuff's frustrating or yeah. And my job's really stressful.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what I'm kind of back to right now. And then I decided I'm going to make an appointment with David.
Yeah.
I just bypassed my 3-month checkup, and like you guys emailed me, but I just like, I'm not going to write back.
Yeah.
But that's not serving me. And then I see all the people at the gym with their posts like, this is where I'm at. This is, you know, and I know that it's all possible and it's up to me, and people have harder journeys than I have with weight and they're just killing it. So it's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm not apathetic, but I'm just like, okay, I got to get back to the basics.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. So a few good points there. The number one thing that I want to point out is that it is crazy how our brains work. We will see, and this is very human, we will see the group and we will see people posting, you know, hey, I did it, like Marlene just did a crunch for the first time and like ever. And so you'll see people's accomplishments. And it's very easy for us to just go to this mental space where we're like, of course, everybody's fucking killing it. And here I am saying that I'm going to do something and then struggling and then not actually doing anything and just feeling frustrated with myself. If you look and you read in the comments, you will find that there's also a lot of people that are struggling, and that, you know, and the vast majority of people that struggle don't actually reach out and post it in the group. So joining here, first of all, is the right thing to do, because then we get to talk and then I can help you, right? But for anybody else that may be listening to this, whether it's right now, you guys, or after in a recording, it's very important to remember that it's never as good as it seems out there, and it's never as bad as it seems, right? So there's always gonna be people that are doing great, and there's always gonna be people that are struggling. One common theme that I've had in conversations with members in the last 2 weeks, like in this time of the year, was the matter of setting the right expectations for yourself. So you have your in-laws visiting, and you know, and work is stressful, and throw, you know, whatever you guys do for Christmas and like dinners and events, throw all of that in there. And yeah, that's going to be a lot, you know, and our mental bandwidth to make decisions, it, you know, it just gets diminished because of all of these things that we have on our plate. So the way I see it is there's two extremes. So there is, screw this, I'm going to be that person that doesn't eat stuffing, and I'm just going to like just eat the broccoli and track it all like a crazy person, and because that's what I'm doing. And I've done this, so I wouldn't judge anybody. I say like a crazy person because I consider myself sometimes like a crazy person. So I've done this, right? Like where my mother-in-law was like, you're not gonna eat the, you know, whatever, the salad? And I was like, nope, I brought my avocado. Like, I've done that. that's one extreme. The other extreme is turning it into a free-for-all and just being like, fuck it. I'm not even going to track. I'm not going to give two shits. I may be full. I'm gonna keep stuffing myself, you know?
Right.
So that's the other extreme. And so now it's a continuum and nobody else but yourself gets to choose what the goal is in that continuum for this time of the year, right?
Right.
So that frustration that you're experiencing is coming from, or it may be coming from you trying to be here when right now the reality with stressful work, with the holidays, with your family, with all of that, you know, the bandwidth that you have that you can allocate to this may be here.
Right.
So that disparity is what's causing the frustration. But if you say, you know what, you're right, I don't have to be perfect. And basically, as long as I don't get to January being like, you know, 8 pounds heavier, if I can maintain and I can enjoy and not feel guilty and have a good time and start January and just kind of not gain weight, that'd be good. You know, you get to choose this. And the benefit of that is that now the frustration is not, it's not even a part of it because you know exactly what you're doing, right?
Well, and you feel in control, right? Like it was your decision to do it this way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally. Well, that's great advice.
I like that. I do that for myself all the time. Somebody just posted in the group or last night, I think, that our journeys were a lot of falling and just getting back up. And somebody was like, oh my God, that's me too. And I almost commented, oh my God, that's me too. Like it literally is every single one of us.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's heartwarming. Yeah, totally.
Don't expect yourself to be perfect in this time of the year.
Right. And just don't give up, but don't throw everything. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, just don't, if you know that come January 1st, you would feel disappointed if you were 10 pounds heavier, then yes, then don't just be like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But find a balance.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. I hope that's helpful. All right. So let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, can you, oh, there you go. All right. So give me a bit of a recap of this last week and a half, because you've just started, right?
I did, yes. My workouts are really good. I'm liking them a lot. My diet is pretty good. Just with, of course, Christmas coming, I know, like, my stepmom goes all out for Christmas dinners. I'm not really a sweets person, so I'm not worried about, like, the baking or anything, but it's more just preparing myself to, like you said, when you are full, to like stop eating, because I used to just like keep going because I'm so excited that I get this like treat food.
Right.
So my main focus over like Christmas, I guess, and like the holiday season is just eating in proportion, but I don't want to not enjoy the holidays either.
Yes, 100%. Now, how can you do that? Like, what's the strategy? Because, you know, we can head into it with great intentions.
Yep.
And then, you know, one thing leads to another. And next thing you know, I've done this all the time. If you put Oreos in front of me, it's like, it's going down. So
it's game over.
Yeah, it's game over. So I need to plan for these things. And one of the strategies that helps with me is kind of like what we did for you. The strategy that we implemented during that staff party, any party, whatever party it was, saving some calories in the first part of the day, maybe just not eating breakfast, maybe just having coffee and water until, you know, whatever, 11, 12, 1 p.m. And then you've saved yourself 300 to 500 calories that you would have had in that portion of the day. And then you can have them in the evening, right? Like what do you guys do on that day? Like, is it Christmas Day that we're talking about?
Yeah, so Christmas Eve is my mom's dinner, which my mom doesn't really go all out very much. So, but Christmas Day, I'm Dutch, so we do like a Dutch brunch and then we do dinner. So for me, for the brunch, I will probably just stick to the veggie plates that they have. They have these really exotic veggie plate things. So I will probably be fasting until then, which is usually around noon that we do that. And then I will be able to save up calories for the evening, so I don't feel like I'm going crazy over the top, is what my game plan is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring, I already told my dad, I'm just going to bring a protein shake so that at lunch I'll drink that first. So I'm like pretty much full. So I'm not starving, kind of thing.
So there's little hacks like that, right? So one hack is the, is like if you say, okay, I'm going to do intermittent fasting today.
Yeah.
Save some calories and to be able to enjoy it in the evening. One hack that works really well for me is going to the grocery store and buying one of those big 4-liter jugs of water. And then I just bring that with me everywhere I go. And it's so annoying that I have to drink it because I don't want to be carrying it around.
I do actually have one of those.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so I drank like on Friday, whatever day that was that I had my staff party, I drank, I think, almost 7 liters of water.
Oh my God.
But I was like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. And how did it translate to the evening? Like, were you able to enjoy that staff party without going over? Like, how did you find, or were you so hungry that you were like, wah, 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 wah?
At first, I thought I was going to be like that, but I wasn't. I felt like in my head, I said, if I went over the top and like went crazy, it kind of wasted the fact that I did that.
Right.
And it's like, it wasn't necessarily an easy thing to do because like I said to you, it was my first time doing it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to eat what I normally would eat. And I did, and I was fine. I didn't even have dessert, which is weird. But
awesome. I love it. Intermittent fasting is an incredible tool. The reason why I don't push it right out of the gate is because I want to make sure that it is applied when it's going to be the most efficient and not just, you know, everybody's just so different. I mean, there's people that if they don't have breakfast, they're like in the emergency room by 10 in the morning, right? Like they're passing.
Yeah.
So
if I do it often, that will be me.
Right.
But once it's like for like events like this or big dinners, like we have a big lunch at work on tomorrow. Like it's our big Christmas lunch.
Right.
I will be fasting until that.
Perfect.
So, but yeah, other than that, things are going great.
Get your humongous thing of water and crush it either in between meals or before meals. Be strategic with your coffee. So don't, for example, I can put coffee away, but instead of having like 2 or 3 cups first thing in the morning, I'll have 1 cup first thing in the morning. And then at like 10 in the morning, I'll have another cup, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it pushes me out. It helps me just kind of be like, no, I had coffee, I had water, I'm good, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Awesome. All right, perfect.
Thank you.
I'm just going to unmute Jody. Jody, what's up?
No, we already talked. You mean someone else?
Oh yeah, you are here. I thought somebody else was here and then they bounced. How rude. It was Holly. She came in and then she jumped out. And then I thought, oh, that must have been Jody who jumped out. But no, it was Holly. All right, guys. So any questions, anything that you've seen in the support group, maybe that you're like, should I be doing that? Should I not be doing that? Like,
no, I probably don't have any questions.
Okay.
But just wanted to hear you talk and listen to other people. And so that's awesome. So I feel, and I'm thinking now too about even fasting in the morning too. That's really great information. So I think that's what I'll do too. Because I have a thing today that's at like from 4 till 7 with wine and appetizers. And I do want to partake a little bit, but I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll start my food for the day at like 12 instead. And then have a little bit of that. And yeah. As long as I don't get drunk by accident. But, yeah.
Good point. Because then if we get drunk, then everybody loses. Like it's, you
know, right? Totally. No control. Game over.
It's game over. I had somebody come in yesterday and she was, I was so proud of her because she told me, she, you know what, Miguel? My sister made this casserole and it was amazing. And I kind of was like, oh, I don't know if I should eat it, but I ate it and it was delicious and I don't regret it. And I was like, that's perfect. Like, that's what you want, yeah. Right? I mean, it can't be, why are we doing all of this if not to be happy and enjoy our lives? And we can't enjoy our lives if it's all work and no enjoyment.
Totally.
Right. So awesome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Like I say, otherwise it would have been a very, very weird Q&A with just myself. I'm going to record this and I'm going to post it in the support group. And I'm going to start doing these often. I'm going to ask in the support group when would be a better time for people, so that I can keep helping you like this.
Yeah, awesome. Super good.
That's awesome.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.